They've got a number three batsman who's no good. They've got an opener who's no good. They've got a spinner who can't bowl. Mo and Ali can't play short stuff. So we assess them as we've gone along. So, I'm pretty happy about the way Australian team's gone.
Hoggy there, speaking on Morning Glory this morning with the boys. We couldn't get a hold of Gideon Haig, and I reckon their replacement's just as good. Every bit. Kim Hughes, former Australian Test captain, is over in the UK, and he has answered the phone. Good on you, Kim. We appreciate it.
Marco, great to be with you and the Ox, and you're great to be Australian today.
I bet it is.
Demolition derby yesterday, and isn't it amazing how quickly things have changed? I mean, basically, they lasted, a session and maybe 30 or 40 minutes on a pretty flat deck. But, our bikes were just fantastic.
Now, Kim, it just seems like we've won the toss, got on that flat pitch first this time, and completely the reverse happened. Is that possible that can happen in cricket?
Well, I just thought, going towards the second game, all the momentum was with England, and I thought it was so crucial to get off to a good start. And look, fellas, I think when you start to manipulate or doctor wickets or whatever, and clearly the message has come, not from the English captain, but from what I've been told from my sources, is that Strauss is the main man. He's told him just to make flat wickets. And as soon as you interfere with, the normal state of a wicket, I just think there's a bloke above that looks down and said, mate, you'll pay a price. I saw the wickets that were prepared against New Zealand at Headingley and at Lords, and the Lords wicket was a really good wicket because England have got a good bowling attack. You got on back Broad and Anderson. I mean, they clearly out-bowled our fellows in Cardiff. And I just thought, get out there, get a normal wicket, the next get on with the game and back our bowlers to get the 20 wickets. Now, they went the other way, clearly trying to just say, look, let's just make a flat deck, make it difficult, let's get a draw and move on to the next game. Well, it's bitten them, but I agree with Hoggy. Look, it's not rocket science. They've got an opener that's struggling. They've got a number three that just doesn't look like a number three. Bell is devoid of confidence. I read in the Graham Gooch the other day, and he does some work with Bell. I just find it staggering with all the cricket that Bell has played and how well he's played it, not most of the time, but he just doesn't have much confidence at all. So, mate, they invented ways to get out yesterday, but well done to our bowlers. And I thought Mitchell Marsh, that's the end of Watson. I mean, if we ever wanted to sort of add some confidence that the future for Australia is exciting with Mitchell Marsh, his two wickets in the first innings, two of the significant players, albeit that they played on, and his first ball yesterday, he steamed in, and look, it won't be too much longer before he'll be bowling at least 90 miles per hour and be a very, very dangerous bowler.
Kim, did they drop back? Was it their performance or was it our performance that was the reason why things changed?
Well, I just think after we scored so many runs, 560 or whatever it is, I thought Cook played fantastically well in their first innings. But, mate, you wouldn't mind getting the new ball bowling to life. He doesn't look as if he could sort of know. Well, he doesn't know where his off stump is and balance. So you lose your opener and number three. But, I just think our fellows grew in confidence. And Johnson particularly led from the front. He was nice and aggressive. We're back on track. It's just a pity that the next test match doesn't start sooner. But I'm not too sure what England can do. I'm not too sure they've got too many players in their county system. And that's the reality, is that the difference between county cricket and test cricket, it's almost a bit like somebody coming from the VFL or Waffle or the Sandful coming in to play AFL. It's a different game, and you just don't have the time to learn. And that's where I think Trott's performance in playing three games in the West Indies was absolutely diabolical, because you could have let life, play those three games, get a bit of experience and some confidence against a lesser attack. But no, Trott pulled out, bailed out, had the parachute, and now poor old life's got to come out and face the music.
Kim, I'm not sure whether you're staying away from our wicket-keeping situation. I know it's a delicate situation at the moment. We understand what happened to Brad Haddin last week. But we did all see the performance of Pete Neville. Now, he looked sensational. He looked comfortable, and he very much was part of that winning team towards the end of that test. How would you handle this situation?
Well, look, possession is 9/10 of the law. He batted well. He took seven catches, which has equaled the record, I think, in Ashes cricket. Well, there was one there that, look, the first slip should never come back to his left. Not a long way. You might just go to your left foot if you like, but Michael Clark had to dive almost behind the keeper. He should have swallowed that. I mean, a good keeper would have, and he should have got both gloves to it, but he let it go to Michael. But I would have thought that that basically you stick with what you've got. It's test cricket, and I'd be very surprised if Haddon came back into the side. You know, Neville looked very good with the bat, and Haddon has struggled with the bat for a while now, at least 12 or maybe 18 months. So I wouldn't be surprised that with the success of Mitchell Marsh and now Neville, albeit that most of the catches were pretty simple, but you've still got to take them, and he looked good. So I'd leave him there.
Kim, thanks so much for taking our call at very short notice.
You're a star, Kim.
And we promise you this, when you come to Melbourne, I'm going to look after the golf and the Ox is paying for lunch, which is great news for everybody.
I'm bringing 20 mates with me, Ox.
Perfect.
Done.
All done. Kim, thanks again. You're a star.